Shalom.
And welcome to Voice of One Witness.
Shalom, Ima.
We've gotten to witness a lot of things, Shelley.
Oh, my, my. You've dragged me all around the world.
All the world, getting ready for it.
We have witnessed.
You know, we're amazing, amazing. God caused us to own some property right on the shores of Lake Kinneret, we say, the Lake of Galilee. And we've owned it. It's some land that... it's in Israel, 95%+ of the land is owned by either the government or the Catholic or the Greek Orthodox, but most of it by the government, and you can only lease it. It's not for sale, buy or sell. So you lease it if you're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a 99-year lease, but there's a small percentage of the land, which was, in time past, available to be owned outright. And we bought this land in 2000, I guess it was. We found out about it in 1999. We bought it in 2000. And we are going to build there a prayer and study center. And oh, my goodness,
things
Shell,
are happening.
Things are happening. Construction is underway. We saw a picture of the construction fence and the sign.
It looks so professional.
Oh, my goodness. We own 3 acres there, and we're going to have the Migdal
prayer. Which is huge. And when you own 30 acres.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have the Migdal, Migdal Arbel.
Mm-hmm.
Migdal means tower, and then the Arbel cliffs are there. And we're going to have a prayer and study center, complete with a hotel, because people have to have a place to stay.
Of course.
So when the tour groups come over to study, and we're getting ready to take a tour, 2 buses, in December, and then we'll take another one next spring sometime. But it's just amazing. The man who's doing the project for us said, if you hadn't bought this land when you did, you couldn't get it now.
Wow.
He said, no more of that land is available that you can own title to. And he said, if it was for sale, you would be outbid. Because there's a shortage of rooms.
Right.
You would be outbid by a huge hotel chain. So, praise the Lord.
I know. It's just amazing to sit in his office. And I remember him telling us, near? Is that
near. Near.
Mm-hmm. And he said, you have no idea what you have, meaning mm-hmm. this land, to own mm-hmm. it privately.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
Because all of the hotels that are there are usually on leased land by the government of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so to have what we have is just, look at God.
Look at God, what look he did, Shell. From peeling potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that yesterday. But yeah. We've gotten to watch, Shelley, when your father passed away, moved mm-hmm. to heaven, 1986, I prayed earnestly, what do I do? And I heard a voice. It was so strong, and I was shocked. And it said, I want you to study Hebrew in the land. I'm placing you close to the Jews, so close they'll know your love and see your power. And I've been walking many years with them for them to know my love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this building this place, Migdal Arbel, is a showing forth of the power of God. It's like something he has empowered us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really going, and we're thankful to the Lord for it. He said many things about it to us, prophetically even, things I wouldn't want to say on the air.
Now, can people go online and see pictures?
Yeah, they can go online, billybrim.org, and there they can see the plan for it. And just rejoice with us and pray with us about it. But when I first started going back into Israel to study Hebrew in the land, it was 1986. And then, you know, the wall fell from 1980 until 1991. I went to Soviet Russia. You went with me.
Yes.
A couple times.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. We ran from the KGB.
Yes.
You remember the night, Shelley, that we were traveling by train from Leningrad then to Moscow, St. Petersburg now.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened in the middle of the night?
Well, it was an overnight trip.
Uh-huh. It was many, many hours.
So we had dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to bed to sleep. And in the middle of, yeah.
Bursts, you know, those rail car bursts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night, we were burst upon without any warning by the KGB looking through our suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a decision right then and there, Satan, who is behind that government, communism, he's afraid of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Afraid of the Word.
And that, I thought, of all the Bibles I have in my house, I'm going to be more into the Word than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I remember those days quite. I remember even being pulled off by a redheaded officer, mm-hmm. lady officer. She had seen him.
Well, they looked like they were from the Amazon, didn't they? Amazonites, those women.
Yeah. And they had a lot of decorations on their jackets, you know, from things they've done. But she saw the lyrics of a song I had done, and they play it on this radio station.
Oh, this was at the checkpoint,
mm-hmm.
coming in.
The border into
mm-hmm.
Russia from Finland.
Hours and hours you'd have to go through the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm. So I got pulled away for special treatment, and she asked me, she said, what are these? And it was the lyrics to this song
you were learning.
Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was my own handwriting. And I thought, I thought I would learn this song in Russia in my spare time because I'm going to come back to the Kenneth Copeland studio to record it later. And I thought, well, I'll just make good time. But what a mistake, because it caused her, this Russian guard, to be on the alert. Because
pull you out for special questioning.
Mm-hmm. Because the lyrics are, God's got an army and he's preparing for the soon coming of our Lord and King. In the name of all that's right, we are going out to fight with a battle cry. God is on our side. Then it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty, and they never, never fail. And I remember she said, what about those weapons? I said, help me, Holy Spirit, because I needed an answer. I said, well, these are the weapons you cannot see.
What? You cannot see these weapons?
I think she put me on the crazy list right there, and she said, get out of here. But anyway, that was definitely God.
So point is, we're witnesses.
We are witnesses that we are weapons in these last days.
And you know, Shelley, that was for all those years. And then it was 1986 when I went over to study in the land. And from 1980 until 1991, I was going to Soviet Russia. And then the wall fell, remember.
Yes.
And when that Berlin Wall fell, it pulled the teeth of communism.
Yes.
And so then the Jews who had been in Russia, they came home by the millions.
Yes.
And I got to see them come home. I got to see them get off those planes. Usually it was a family with plastic suitcases. A mother, a father, and a grandmother with a babushka, you know, tied around her head, and they were just getting off. And the land of Israel, they've been in Russia for centuries, and oh my, you talk about the persecution they've undergone in Russia, just unbelievable.
History is full of it.
We went through all the czars. We went through czar by czar, and the horrible things they did to the Jews. Well, finally. I remember when we went in and we were going before the wall fell, there were a group of people called the Refuseniks, and they were Jews who were trying to come home. They wanted to come home, but they refused them. So when the wall fell, here they came in huge numbers, and God brought them home.
So this is part of that
he
gathering.
He said, you shall return.
Yes.
And that is a part of the return. Now, sometimes they came home in big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they came home one by one. The Lord said in Zechariah, he said, I will, King James says, hiss for them. Some modern translation says, whistle for them. And I like the one that says, I will pipe for them.
Oh.
It's like a little pipe goes off inside them,
yes.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
And something inside them says, you need to go home.
Yes.
It's time to go home. Now, the prophets, they said this.
Mm-hmm.
The very first prophet to say it was Moses, Moshe. You know, he didn't get to go into the Promised Land.
No, he didn't.
And before they ever went into the Promised Land, he, especially the whole book of Deuteronomy, that's him talking to them before, and with what God said before they go into the Promised Land. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, here's where we're going to hear about them going into the Promised Land. But that they're going to disobey God, they're going to be scattered, but they're going to return. Now, what we're reading right now is Deuteronomy 31 through 10 from the Art Scrolls Chumash, C-H-U-M-A-S-H, the Stone Edition. You can find it on Art Scrolls, A-R-T-S-C-R-O-L-L-S. It's called the Chumash. Chumash is the number 5. So this is the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah. And this is the Stone Edition. I chose it because I couldn't find any English translations that got it right. Hmm. All the English translations say, if you return, or if you will. And it's not that at all.
Wow.
They will. And so please read it for us, Shelley. This is what the prophet said.
Okay.
It has to be fulfilled. Deuteronomy chapter 30, and these are verses 1 through 10.
And it will be when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I have presented before you, then you will take it to your heart among all the nations where Hashem, your God, Elohim, has dispersed you.
Now, see, they haven't even gone in yet. But he tells them, you're gonna be scattered.
And you will return.
And you will return. Verse 2, and you will return. Not if.
No.
You will. You're going to be scattered, and you will return unto Hashem your God and listen to his voice according to everything I commanded you today, you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul. Then Hashem your God will bring back your captivity and have mercy on you, and he will return and gather you in from all the peoples to which Hashem, that's the word they use for Jehovah, your God, has scattered you. If you're dispersed, will be at the ends of the heavens. From there, Hashem your God will gather you in, and from there he will gather you. Now that says even if you're at the broadest expanse of heaven, Shelley, look up Matthew 24:31.
Okay.
I'm going to finish this off, and then I'm going to have you come back with that.
All right.
If you're dispersed, be at the ends of heavens, God will gather you. Verse 5, and will bring you to the land that your forefathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will do good to you and make you more numerous than your forefathers. So, Shelley, what does that say?
Matthew 24, verse 31, and these are the words of Jesus, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather unto his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
So here we see that even wherever they are, even if, let's say, and some people think, I don't know if it's so or not so, maybe the bosom of Abraham is still open, I don't know. But it doesn't matter where they are. If they are from one end of this earth to the other, if they're even from one end of heaven to the other, he will gather them and he will bring them back to their land.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God.
And so, we'll be back with you tomorrow.
For over 4 decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.